love.
We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
How about that change up on y'all? This is the EG3 podcast. This is not 2019. I promise you that. Eddie Greer III, post St. Louis 2025 edition of the EG3 podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast? I know. Finally, Dust got out the old MacBook when I used it. All the way back, yep, I'm going old school on y'all a little bit. When I was going to K-State, or I should say I was a student at K-State, back in the day, folks, finally, had some time to dig out the old MacBook and play a little something for you. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be playing this intro every week or not, but figure, you know what, let's just play this a little bit, see if I get everybody thrown off a little bit. And yes, it's still partially a NASCAR podcast a little bit, but back in the day, or when I got it, okay, so let's just state the stage here for you real quick here. EG3 podcast, folks. Sports, running, when a report comes across his desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yes, I am fresh from St. Louis. STL? Not ATL, STL? Yeah. So fresh from that, I'll get into that in just a moment. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, underneath the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. So again, having trouble finding that, type that in there, and you should be able to find that there as well. Decided to throw a change up on y'all this evening here, and I am literally fresh from a road trip. So I got a lot of takes off, folks. Takes here on. Here tonight, I figure, you know what, let's just go ahead and knock it out, get it out of the way, so I ain't worried about it during the week. So this will be up tomorrow night, so I'm recording this, oh, by the way, August 10th, 2025, so it'll be up on tomorrow, which is the 11th, folks, so there you go. And that, of course, college football is 2 weeks out. Of course, NASCAR happened today, folks, and I will probably say another ass kicking by Shane Van Gisbergen. Yes, if you heard that name, raise your hand if you heard that name before this summer on the show. Anybody? I'm pretty sure some of y'all have every time we talk NASCAR on here, but that is not the episode here tonight. We're talking St. Louis Market Mile 2025. And oh boy, this might get out of hand a little bit. I'll get into that here momentarily, folks. Again, I figure, you know what, change up a little bit, play one of my older intros that I made, or one of my friends helped me out with back in the day when I was a student at Kansas State. So, we're not in 2019. I figure, you know what, play that a little bit to open the show. So, I might have some of y'all fooled. But no, this is the same show, but still, this is pretty much back to the way I originally wanted to be. Sports, but now I've added my adventures of running into the show, obviously, along with NASCAR. But NASCAR is not a discussion because Shane Van Gisbergen in the manner of sense blew out the entire field today in New York. But as for me, right, St. Louis over the weekend, as I said, fresh from the road a couple hours ago as I'm recording this now, as it is, the sun is setting in EG3 confines, and boy, things got a little interesting afterwards. But left yesterday morning, and obviously I know I had a lot of people talk to me about Last Run of Standing. I'm going to make a separate episode. Now, I don't know when I'm going to do that, but it'll probably be maybe the back end of this week sometime. I'm not sure yet, but I know a lot of people asked me if I was going to be a participant for this year's. Now, obviously, that ended last night. Oh man, that was epic. That was epic last night. I'm going to make a separate episode of that because yours truly could be returning the fold next year. I know I'm sitting here saying that now, but I've been going with playing, kind of trying to pre-plan stuff, even though that's not my strength. That is not my strength at all, pre-planning stuff, obviously. But I'm trying to be better about that. Pre-plan for next year, and who knows? I can't say for sure right now, but we'll find out. But anyways, yes, yeah, St. Louis, right? So went yesterday morning after the, I kind of stole it from one of the group members, which I like. So I figured, add it to my Strava, you know what I'm saying? But did a little pregame with the KCR 2.0 crew early in the morning, did the 6 miles as some of them were getting ready for Gobbler Grind. Others are training for, well, some of them did their long run this morning. They're getting ready for KC Marathon. Of course, that's one of the staples here in the Kansas City area, right? That's going down in October. It's going to be here before we know it. And we got, obviously, I said college football right around the corner. NFL preseason going on too. So we got that going on as well. As the countdown of the regular season continues for the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm sure a lot of listeners are Kansas City Chiefs fans. And of course, my team, the Atlanta Falcons, we're playing on Friday there. And a prayer again, while I'm on that subject, yeah, prayers to the Moore family. That was a very, very great move by the Atlanta Falcons and Detroit Lions to basically saying call it a game there after what was a scary injury there suffered in that game. So definitely prayers out continues. The latest I heard anyways, I'm recording this fresh from getting back from St. Louis, Missouri. The last time I read, he was moving around pretty in the hospital and talking to everybody. So that was very, very encouraging there as well. But yeah, so Saturday after the pregame, hopped in the Nissan, and that thing ain't been outside of Manhattan or Kansas City in a minute. So I'm like, I'm not sure how this is gonna work, given the fact that I haven't been out of. Well, taking kind of a, what is the term that I'm looking for here? A kind of a random ass road. Even this was in the cards here, a random road trip in quite a while. And this was, I think it was much needed to kind of just, yes, I love you guys here in the Kansas City area, but in between there and Manhattan. But, you know, sometimes, man, I probably need to do this more often than I need to be doing this more often than not. But it's the training, work, and everything else like that. It's hard, but you got to take advantage of one of these weekends. Just take a breath for a while. And yeah, just to kind of reset some things a little bit. So hit the road to St. Louis. Got there pretty quick. I would say it's not that far. It's less than 4 hours. And that's 4 hours from Kansas City. So we're able to get there. Made one stop. That was it. You know, and then of course, today after a long wait for results, which I'm going to get to that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that. I'll get to that part in it here pretty soon. I'm going to get to that. After waiting like 45 minutes for the results and everything else like that, it's like, I got to get out of here. It's pretty much the same vibes that after the grandma's weekend in Duluth, Minnesota, myself, Kevin, and Bobby said, hey, we gotta hit the road. and get back to Kansas City. That was me today. It's like, you wasting a lot of time. Y'all wasting my time. So I'm out. I'll call it not a long run, but a semi-long run. And it was scheduled to be 9 miles anyways. It I made it 8 just to be even. So I figured, you know, after the fact, after the race, after finally, I haven't even gotten to the main point yet. I'm skipping around, but while I'm on that, ran to the arch. Pretty much, that's the wrong run there. And oh man, I'm about to come back to St. Louis at one point. I don't know if it's going to be the rest of the year. It's the year, given the fact that yours truly is chasing PRs here in the fall season. So that's what it's all about now, leading up to our Mission Sub 80. One of those dominoes fell out of 3 today. Check that off the box. Garmin said it. Strava said it. I'll count it. That's a huge win there as well. Yeah, so I don't know when I'm going to be back in St. Louis, but if I make the plans to go back, oh yeah, I'm going to make another long run to those trails, because I was like, what? I didn't realize that there are trails right there next to the arch, which, my goodness, that thing is tall there. So, I mean, I've been through St. Louis before, but that was like when I was a little younger and all that. And that was actually the time where we went out. I was shifted out to good old Great Bend, Kansas, baby. Shout out Barton County, baby, here on this podcast. Who would thought I'd be saying that here in this episode of this podcast? It's post-cast St. Louis edition of the EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III, here on this edition of the podcast, recording this literally fresh here from the road trip back from the STL on Sunday, August 10th, 2025. If my voice sounds a little different, that's because I'm in a different part of the EG3 confines here. So if I sound a little different, I apologize about that. Figure, you know what? Go to a different spot. Figure, you know what? I'm going to probably might as well just record tonight, because I got some takes off here. I'm going to get to that momentarily. But yeah, I did long run or semi-long run after the St. Louis Market Mile was completed. And I took a trip to the arch there. And maybe this next time I'm staying there or whatever, I'm gonna go check out the rest of that trail, because that might have led somewhere. But anyways, yeah. So the actual race, or actually the main point of this podcast, right? Yours truly, Fast Eddie, finally is now a road sub 5 miler. Hell yeah, let's go, baby! So. This is what I wanted. And this is what I wanted back in March when I went to Lawrence for that Irish Mile to try to break 5. Didn't do it. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that post episode is on the EG3 feed. So if you're wanting to know what happened there, go back and listen to that episode there. Yeah, this is what I wanted, because obviously I know what I can do on the track. That's just my time speaks for themselves. I don't need to talk trash or anything, talk under their breath or whatnot about certain stuff. So it's my turn to take some shots on this podcast. But yeah, so that's what I wanted. And yes, even though I was on the cusp, and I probably might even bring this up when I do record the Last Runner Standing episode, which I was not a part of that this year, but yeah, I was pretty much in on it. And then, of course, me and my coach had a conversation prior to the training block that I'm in currently, this half marathon block, the Good Life See half block that I'm in right now. Say the number that I mentioned to my coach, the coach shut me down. But after that, it's like, I was going to, and then like said, look, okay, I've had this goal ever since I start running in longer distances. So I've been sitting on 120 for a minute, and this needs to be handled. And so we have 3 dominoes, right? The first one got knocked down this morning. I am happy, at least on the Strava Garmin side of things. So the race went great. The race happened early this morning in St. Louis. So basically I ran to the start, used the warm up as running to the start line, because it wasn't even that far, because you're starting on Market. So you're starting on market and the race is ending on, at Union Station, just in front of the St. Louis. It ends in Union Station. So that's where that's at there. So it's pretty much a point to point, and you guys already know my love of point to point races already. So I might be, depending on the situation. Now, again, if this falls with last runner standing, that it might not fly next year. But I know it's, again, we're ways off from next year and we're trying to stay in the moment right now. But yeah, so you have that going on. Ran up to the start line, got loosened up and everything else like that. Took care of business with that and everything else. And then the race starts, right? Race started at 8 Central Time in the morning, 8 a.m. in the morning, right? And I start middle. This is a mass start. This is not COVID start. Well, like 10 people go, then another 10 people go, then another set goes, all that. No, this is one big ass start. So you're starting, and I start pretty much a curtain copy what I did at Grandma's, pretty much, because at the half marathon race up in Duluth, I was originally going to start in the front, and I smartly moved to the middle, and that's what I did here with this. And then, of course, the only difference now, you have to weave through a couple of people, or just run through them to get there. And man, if there was any adjustment or any redos, probably be the start again. I don't know what it is with me and starts, but I tend to start, and lately I've tend to be starting on the conservative side, and that's where I was again. I wanted to have something to tank for that last date, because that was my mindset going into this week, that okay, I gotta have something for the 800 over the last day. I cannot go balls out, balls to the wall, as some of us like to call it, and then have nothing left. Because you don't want to be the one that gets passed, right? But here in this race today, boy, woo, I felt if this was a 2-mile race, I would have caught the front people. Because it just felt like it was me and the, how I'm going to say this name, the Swapak group, or Swapak Racing. We're going to call it that. It's close enough. The Swapak Racing. And again, I'm going to get a timing thing here in a minute, but yeah, I did not get passed. And I'm going to stand by it. I did not get passed. Now coming to the eight, I began actually to drop it. The 800, like I said, I did not look at my watch at all. I did not look at my Garmin one bit, like I usually do. So I'm going to go off a field, see what happens, right? Pick up the pace as it goes along. And I did that, got to the halfway, and just about halfway anyways. And then here we go. Once that, I think it was, Bon Jovi, in his one of his famous songs was playing. One of his favorite songs, but anyways, Bon Jovi was playing one of the popular songs that you hear in football games, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyways, when I heard that, okay, we're about halfway. Ooh, no, I can't get it now. But anyways, yes, when I hear Bon Jovi in it, one of his popular songs, that's when I dropped this, start dropping hammer. Went up and still, this is me still dropping the hammer, still picking out people. 1, 2, 3, 1. You know what it is. This is the EG3 podcast postcast, St. Louis edition. EG3 is now a road sub 5-miler. And now I can say I'm a sub 5-miler in both on the track and on the road. 80 grid of third here, fresh on this edition of the podcast here, folks. But yeah, so there's that. Back to the actual race itself. Here I am. Nobody's getting to me. And then here is probably the battle of the year up until this point. Because this actually happened right around the 500 meter mark left, 400 somewhere in there. But man, this was a hell of a battle. But I don't even know his name because they don't have the results posted. But anyways, I don't know his name, but I thought I pretty much disposed him, but somehow or another, I can just hear. Now, I'm pretty good. Again, I've said this on this podcast before. I'm good at hearing things and recognizing voices, but I ain't no squat. I know nobody here. Again, it was just me versus the STL run group. It was me versus a swap hot group, racing group, whatever the name is. I felt like it was me out there battling everybody. And I feel like lately, anyway, or at least this year anyways, as a whole, I feel like it's me versus everybody else. That's just me. But and I can go down that avenue too if I want to, but I ain't got time on this episode. But yeah, but for this race though, I felt I was going against everybody on that. So I was just disposing people there. And then the battle comes with 400 to go. Get ahead of this dude with the brown cap. Okay. He's not, I'm thinking, all right, I got him on lockdown. Next thing I know, I hear wolfing going on. And then all of a sudden I hear footsteps and all I can hear is hard ass breathing. That's all. It was like, uh-oh. So, and then once I can see him pull up right on the left side, and it was on. I knew immediately when I peeked a little bit to the left. No, well, not my head, but I could look kind of, if I'm here, well, you guys can't see it, but if I'm here and the person sitting down or standing right to your left, I can look this way. I can see his cat. I can see him just. He when I passed him, he was out of breath. He was done. When I passed him, the first time, he was done. He was done for. He was cooked. But somehow got a second win, and all of a sudden he saw me. He's like, and then he saw the finish. He pretty much said, "Hell no, you ain't gonna get by me." So next thing I know, he's right next to me, and I'm like, "Nope." No, this ain't happening tonight. This ain't happening today. So, turn in this course is composed of two downhills. And now there is a little bit of an uphill halfway mark. But after that, you're going downhill not once, but twice. You're going from the start, you're going straight downhill, straightened out quite a bit. Then you're going a little bit uphill, not like the Kansas City Hills. Ooh, not them Kansas City Hills, but it's just a mini hill. And then you turn left, that hard left to Union Station. You're going straight downhill, and that's where that battle started right there. When it turned left, and all I saw, see, he pulled up next to me. That it was on. It was game on. It was game on from right there, and I probably. He probably PR'd, and you already know I PR'd, so I think he PR'd as well. There was a lot of, like, hauling going on after the fact, so I think he did, but yeah, so I could give him a slight assist, because in the direction, in the momentum that I had anyways, I was going to PR anyway, because I had a lot of momentum anyways before he even pulled up right next to me and said, "Let's race." Well, it's game on, baby. So down the stretch, we sprint. It's like synchronized swimming, literally. Step by step, by stride, by stride, by stride. Nobody, and I mean nobody, me or him, not giving an inch. That's what I'm talking about right there. I think up until right now, that has to be one of my favorite battles, if not the favorite battle to this point. The less races that I've done this year, I'm getting fired up here talking about it. But that has to be top of the board as far as battling people go there. So I think he PR'd, judging off the fact that I stepped on both tiny mats hard, that I knew it was going to be close, because I was flirting with fly flat again. I was going to laugh if I got that, but according to my Garmin, folks, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. According to my Garmin Strava, under 5. I'm going to take that. And Garmin had me 457. So that is what we're going to go with there, because it was close. It was definitely close. But at the end of the day, Garmin set at a 457. Strava turned out to be 459. It's in that range somewhere. We're going to go 459-57 on this podcast, baby. We got it, baby. That was the goal going in. Get us finally get this monkey or one of these three monkeys off my back here and get under five on the road. Because we already know what EG3 can do in the track. We know that for damn sure, right? So finally, it feels good to finally get a PR of something. All this work, all this running I've been doing the last handful of years, finally, dominoes are starting to fall. And the first one officially fell through for EG3. We got it. Sub 5 on the road in St. Louis. The EG3 podcast here on the recording on this Sunday night. Figure, you know, I decided I was going to hold her off to tomorrow. But, you know, I said, you know what? I got things on my mind I got to talk about. So let me just change it up a little bit. Starting off with this old-ass intro. To throw out you guys here that my friend made me several years ago, which I'm gonna use it for a little bit. Figure, you know, dust off the old MacBook and have all these intros. So, you know, let's use them for a little bit. And this was one of them. So and for those who don't know, this was a NASCAR podcast. If those of you new to this podcast, this was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years before last year decided, you know what? Let's go back to the old format when I decided to get into this space, podcasting space. So it's sports, NASCAR, more important, comes across the desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. So that's where it's at there. Fast City does it again. Now, sub 5 mile officially, in my books anyways, track and on the road. Now the part that people probably wondering, Eddie doesn't say a lot on here on Facebook or even Strive for that matter. So here is the part that people are probably waiting on, right? All right. So after fact, you know, waiting around a whole hour, it seemed like anyways, but get results out, whatnot. All right. So after they do the masters, the separate divisions, whatnot, I'm sitting here thinking like, it was close, because I still, right now, on 9 o'clock, I still don't know if I got a Masters award. It had to be close. Now, I know I didn't get second, so it had to be either third or fourth, one of those, and those awards have already been dispersed. Now, again, after the fact, go to the table and lady who had a computer in her hand. So I do the thing, you know, I just want to see my time. The official time. I said, I'm not worried about all that. And next thing I know, says I'm not in the system. Are you freaking kidding me? Now, I didn't say that right there. I was just thinking to myself, what in the hell is going on? So I didn't touch my timing chip or anything like that. It's just like, hey, it's like any other race. Go there to run a race, try to hit my goal, which I did, and I am not in the system. Are you serious? Now, anybody traveling and whatnot, you don't want to hear those words because you don't want that's like saying, oh, and I'm going to use Boston as an example. That's like saying me, I'm flying to Boston now. Obviously, Boston, as we all know, has stricter rules, but I'm going to use Boston anyways because that's the first thing that came to my mind. So, for instance, if you're traveling to Boston, right, if Boston somehow, I'm going to choose my words very carefully, if Boston screws up something with your bib, right, you travel all the way, you work your ass off, and then you PR. It's like, say, sub 255, you get to sub 255, you PR, and next thing you know, you go to the many computers up in Boston, right, you look at it, say, I want to make sure the time's right, and all of a sudden it said, you're talking, and that person says, your name and number's there, but your time ain't in the system. What the hell? That would piss me off, and look, this is not my A race anyway, so it might not be moot point anyway. I might have came in fourth anyway, but if I got third, I should have asked for the. I should have done. I should have asked to see the top five Masters, because obviously, as we all know, you know, top three, you get, or you get a certificate or whatnot, depending on the race and whatnot. So, yeah, if I got third and then I get in that top three, I'm going to be pissed. that's very irritating. I mean, yeah, it's technology and all that, but still, that's just no excuse. And to boot, I was dead heat with the guy that I was battling step for step with, synchronized running for the last 400 meters, going toe-to-toe, blow for blow, trying not to get hawked down, because that's a track term there, because, hey, we know those words there. You don't want to get run down, because you're going to get made fun of, pretty much. And I was not going to get, I'm pretty sure between two of us, we weren't getting going, but I got congratulations from him and his crew after the fact, because I think they enjoyed that battle. Out of anything else, because nobody, I wasn't gonna get beat by him, and he had the same mindset there as well. That again, I still can't get over that battle there as well. I think we both helped each other as well. Obviously, I just told y'all throughout the show, we got a road PR finally, and I think he also PR'd as well. So, and I think one of his teammates behind me had a front row seat. Had a front row seat at the whole thing. So yeah. That battle was legit, guys and gals. I'm telling you. But just the shipping stuff, I know, and one of my dear friends had the same, well, probably I'd say kind of a slightly different issue, but kind of the same damn thing as well last year. Oh man. But again, it just, I don't know, man, with these chip timing things. It's so stupid. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Whether it's chip for your shoe or just a standard, regular standard damn bib, you should be able. I ain't do nothing special or anything like that. I ain't do nothing to get no time advantage or whatnot. Just regular runner, just out here trying to do what he's trying to do. You know, and then you go up to the scores table and they tell you, you're not timed in the system. That is so stupid. So, after the long run, or semi-long run, I sat there to make sure I did it, because if I didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done. So, that, I had to nip that in the bud, folks. I had to nip that right in the bud, right there, right now, in that moment, or after the run was over to the Gateway Arch there as well. So, had to take care of that business there. And I'll let y'all know, now, hopefully it'll get resolved, because obviously there's photographers there. So the guy, even though I'm completely oblivious, because I'm trying not to get beat by this dude, I could see his big ass camera right at the last minute. So I know he took a couple pictures of it. So I know I crossed the line. I hit a timing match on purpose. You gotta make sure you hit it hard, because otherwise, I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all, because that's just so dumb there as well. So did you a silly, stupid question where, oh, did you go through the time lapse? Okay. Yes, I did. Ain't like I went around. You make an extra distance for yourself. Ain't like I try to go around the damn thing. I want to let everybody else go right down the damn line. Even I've been tapped loudly enough to make sure I hit the timing mats, and then that epic battle at the end hit the timing mats again. So I pretty much did what I usually do. So it's no different than any other race. So I don't know. I don't know. Luckily, this is not my A race. I tell you that right now. I don't know what I would have done. I would probably cause trouble. I don't know. It's just, that's infuriating. So I did email the people, the SWAT pack, we're going to call it. I'm sorry. I'll go back and look at the name, cause there are a whole bunch of them. Well, cause obviously I am, maybe they do that out of towners and give them non-functioning bibs. I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, their group was out there, well represented, obviously, because they're the creators of this race. This was only a second annual St. Louis Market Mile. Now, again, I would recommend this absolutely, because you ain't dealing with uphill. You're gonna have fun on the downhills. So I will tell you, yes, I would definitely recommend this race 100%. Now, again, like I told y'all earlier, this is the ETD podcast. Eddie Gray the Third here for a few minutes on this podcast here. Fresh St. Louis, post St. Louis, baby. Eddie Greer, Fast Eddie, gets PRs on the road. And finally, I can say I'm a sub-5, according to Garmin and Strava. So, it's official on there. So, I'm going to take it for what it is. My coach took it. Very pumped up about that. So, we're taking that as a win. So, regardless of what, if I even placed or not, because that's when I went, I should have asked for that, because that's what I waited around for anyway, because I stuck around, because usually I place in these things anyway. So if I had that time was good enough for third, yeah, I'm going to be even more upset than I wasn't that upset, but again, I'm going to be pissed. I should have asked for the results. The Masters results, because I know for a fact that the same time for the Masters won it from last year and this year, 4:40, the same exact time. So that's no surprise for me there, given the fact that most of the runners anyways that I compete with run around that time or even lower, faster than that when it comes to the mile. But yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. So, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of days on that. I will, again, of course, this is Easy Podcast, update you on that as soon as I know anything. Y'all know as well. Obviously, we'll talk later this week. Shane Van Gisbergen and another win there. again, he whooped up the finale. It didn't really look like it there. Ryan Blaney held his own. But at the end of the day, just like Mexico City that we talked about earlier this summer, Shane Van Gisbergen pretty much run it back, just like he did at Mexico City, took over the last stage of that and ran away with that thing. So, anyway, oh yeah, by the way, SVG, fourth win of the Cup season, EG3 scores his elusive road sub-5 marathon, not marathon, that'll be a long time, sub-5 minute mile. Oh man, yeah. So yeah, there's that as well. So yeah, man, I just feel right now, honestly. Again, I'll update you on that situation as soon as I know something. Y'all know. So it, again, I might be back on here later on in the week as we'll get to. I'm gonna talk a little bit about the last runner standing, because I know a lot of people approach me with that question, because obviously we know what we did last year. And I was psyched up, definitely was leading toward this year, but we had to change gears, the chase PRs, obviously, in the fall, which is hopefully going to lead us to the big one, our A race in November, the Good Life Halfsie going down there as well. So everything right now is shockingly, knock on wood, pretty good. We just got, again, there's still a lot of work to do, be done, to be had, but yeah, we're going to, so I'm going to continue to celebrate this one. I know I have a workout tomorrow, so we'll celebrate that with that. And then the next thing is it's time to turn the page, because the next one, I've had this circled. I had this next one. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is, because I know a lot of folks listen to this podcast hearing this Casey Mestro. I'm not telling y'all what it is, but I will give you. Should I do that? No. I'm gonna leave that right there. Where it is. Yeah, I'm not going to tell y'all what it is. Maybe I might give y'all a clue here and there, but yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I've had a circle and I should have ran this race last year and decided to do the long run. I've said it. I've said this before on the show. And I'll say it again. I should have did it last year, but ended up doing a 15 miler or something like that. I ain't backing out of this time. This time we got unfinished business, because like I said, we're chasing PRs, and the next one is a 5K. I will give you that much, and I've had this race circled. So Yeah, for multiple reasons. So they go on that. So I'm fine. I'm glad. Very happy. Again, we'll continue to we'll celebrate this tomorrow, and then, well, I gotta work out track workout, of course, tomorrow, or a speed workout tomorrow. At either, it depends on where I want to do it. Usually, I've been doing these things, doing Monday track stuff in the morning. That is to be determined. So we'll see. Maybe I'll just say screw it, and do it in the evening. But we'll have to see about that. And then it'll time to be turning the page unless I hear something from the SWAT pack people in St. Louis. So that is where everything is at right there. I know I wanted to say something else, but I've lost train of that. Oh yeah. Last runner standing. Yeah. So yeah, I know everybody approached with that, but yeah, we had to switch gears. And yeah, yours truly, again, I'm trying to do some pre-planning for next year, decide what I want to do. I'm in back and forth on whether do you focus on speed or maybe get back into the marathon next year to see if I can, and particularly one event to go sub three, we'll see, or to up the game a little bit and go ultra running, and particularly with the last runner standing. Yeah, so I mean, I'm not dead set on anything yet. I'm just exploring. I'm just looking at options and kind of just trying to see, you know, everything. But right now, I don't like looking for that far in advance because a lot of stuff can happen between now and the end of the year, and we just don't know what's gonna happen. That's a scary thing about that. So try to be careful. Try to be present in the moment and try to celebrate these wins here. And this one was a huge win, regardless of whether timed or not, with the St. Louis Market Mile. So hopefully, I mean, hey, hopefully everything gets straightened out on their end, because they and this is, I'll insert a cuss word here. I'm not going to say it. You guys can say it. But they screwed up the pooch on this one, and I'm on the receiving end on it. So yeah, that sucks. If you travel for a race and have to deal with that, that's a infuriating feeling to experience that. I was feeling it just a little bit, but again, lucky for them, this wasn't my A race. I wasn't all focused on the mile, training 10 weeks or whatnot for a certain time, whatnot. So this was just something in the plan to build on, and then obviously our main goal, obviously by now, is mission sub 80. So this hopefully will lead all the way to that on that come November 9th in Lincoln, Nebraska. So there's that. But another huge step for this podcast, huge step for Fast City. Again, continues to put it down, baby. Just keep on moving. Just keep on moving and grooving, baby. Because right now, oh yeah, yes. I was gonna say this real quick. Yes. I feel like I'm in a good spot right now where I can go fast, I can go slow, I have strong, good endurance right now. And yeah, so I feel like right now we can, again, compete with anybody. I mean, 130, that 30 hours. Again, I'll explain it more later on in the week. Yeah, so that's the marker. That's the marker now. So, yeah. So there's that. We're going to take a time out real quick. We'll close the show after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the EG3 Podcast, St. Louis, post-St. Louis edition of this podcast. Recording fresh from the road trip back from St. Louis to Kansas City. Eddie Ritter III here to closing this thing out, folks. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to your favorite podcast, folks. We might be back later on this week for another episode. Right now, this will come out tomorrow night, so be out, look out for that, and make sure you tell a friend about this podcast. If you know the host of the show, of course, that's Fast City himself, you know the host, then I definitely would suggest you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button every time we upload an episode. Y'all, we be for and hit that alarm bell. Y'all, we be notified that Eddie has uploaded a fresh episode of the EG3 Podcast. And with that, folks, we have crossed the finish line on another edition of the EG3 Podcast again tonight. We got it, baby. We got it, y'all. We got it. The first domino has officially fallen, folks, in this training block, folks. Eddie Greer III, Fast Eddie, delivers. Finally got that road sub 5 mile. to pair with, which has been super fast times on the track. Sub five minute mile. See, this is what happens when you correlate. Tired, you say some crazy stuff, but anyways, yeah, we got it. So the momentum continues from the summer, and I feel like I'm in a good spot right now. But again, we got a lot of work to do still, and hey, put our work boots on and continue to go back to work, baby. So hey, we got it done, baby. But for right now, it's gonna do it for now here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition, folks, of the EG3 podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going three wide. 3 wide.